Good morning, everyone, here in person and joining us on Zoom. Welcome to worship at Wesley Memorial on this Pentecost Sunday. My name is Janet, and I'm a senior steward here. If you are visiting us for the first time, maybe just passing through Oxford or looking for a church home, please do join us after the service for tea, coffee, and conversation in the hall through these doors to my right, your right, my left. We'll be serving coffee, tea, conversation can be had, and we would love to get to know you. Many thanks to everyone who was involved in yesterday's Christian 8th Street Market, those looking after the stalls and those who came to support the event. The total so far is a massive £1,651.62. The card reader has not yet been totaled, so we will have more in there. And there is further opportunity this morning to donate money to Christian Aid. So there are envelopes available, or if you prefer, you can scan the QR code to give online. And this one I've got in my possession, there's one on the table here, and there's one through in the hall where there are a few cakes and plants left. So any donations would be very welcome. After coffee, we are having our annual pudding party, and all are very welcome to join us for that, again, in the hall. Today, Kate and I are leading the service. We're delighted to have Rockfish leading our music for the first part of the service, so thank you. Right. Call for worship. A prayer for Pentecost. Spirit of God, flickering over our heads, illuminating our faces, inspiring our thoughts. Give us now, we pray, words of joy and praise. Spirit of God, filling our hearts with hope, steadying our nerves with peace, comforting our lives with love. Give us now, we pray, words of joy and peace. Spirit of God, come to us now, surging through the darkness of our lives, sweeping over our weariness, so that in this time of Pentecost, the sparkling light of faith, the rushing wind of hope, and the joyful sound of praise may echo around the world, may echo in the church, and find their response in us. Spirit of God, give us now, we pray, words of joy and peace. Amen. We're now going to sing, Singing the Faith number 20, followed by Singing the Faith 385, and words will be on the screens. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mel will lead us in our all-age slot.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Mel.
Now, a few years ago, there was an advert on the telly, which Malcolm and I saw quite often, and I actually couldn't remember what the advert was for, because every time we watched it, we spent all the time when they told you who the advert was for saying, well, was that real or was that CGI? And we couldn't, and I can't remember which of us thought it was real and which of us thought it was CGI now. Well, I discovered a month or two ago that actually it was real, and there was a video showing you how it was made in on the BBC News website. And the advert is a celebration of colour. And the makers needed to find a housing estate that was going to be knocked down, to be honest, that was empty and had come to the end of its life. And they looked all over Europe and they found one in England. So they used this housing estate and they did something very dramatic and transformative using eco-friendly paint. And I'd like to share it with you now. Did transform that housing estate into something beautiful, I think, but then I like paint. But it was only on the surface and it would soon wash away. But there's something about the advert that reminds me of how the Holy Spirit works with us. The Holy Spirit is transformative, sometimes on the outside, as we will hear in our Bible reading today, but also goes deeper and changes us inside. Changes our outlook, our energy, our connection with God and with others, our passion to see the world where all know they are loved and where God's kingdom comes. To me, as someone who likes splashing paint around, the Holy Spirit does make life feel more colourful. At the end of the advert, it said, "Colour like no other." And I think it might be a good thing in reflective moments to think, how would we describe the Holy Spirit? What is it about the Holy Spirit that the Holy Spirit brings that nothing else can? And if you have any thoughts on that, do come and tell me at the end of the service. I'm slightly edgy now because I have got paints out in junior church, but we'll see what happens. Let's pray together. Loving God, may we always be open to the transforming power of your Holy Spirit. May we help you bring colour and love into the lives of our communities. With the help of your Holy Spirit, may we be ready to play our part in transforming your world. Amen.
So now the children are going to go off to their, and young people go off to their different activities, and so we give them their blessing. The Lord be with you. And also Gillian is going to read to us now from Acts chapter 2.
Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 13. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place, and suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues, as of fire, appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem, and at the sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own languages we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, 'What does this mean?' But others sneered and said, 'They are filled with new wine.'"
On the day of Pentecost, there were people dwelling in Jerusalem, as we just heard, Parthians and Medes and Elamites and Phrygians and so on. And they were all united by the work of the Spirit. And we are here in that same position. And so I want you all to shout out where you're from, starting with Oxford. Shout out Oxford if you live in Oxford or you are from Oxford. Oxford! If you live somewhere else in the UK, or you were originally from somewhere else in the UK, now we're not going to do this all together, I'd like you to tell the congregation where you were originally from. And I'll start with me and say Derbyshire. Somerset. Well done. And now, to our visitors from further away, if you would be so kind and you live somewhere else, not in the UK, or you're from somewhere else in the UK, not in the UK, would you please tell us where you're from? Thank you, Jim. Any more? Thank you very much. And we are united as we now sing the Pentecost hymn, "Come Down, O Love Divine," number 372, in Singing the Faith.
Thank you.
prayer of confession. Forgive us, Lord, when we take the easy way, or turn our faces so we no longer need to see painful situations or uncomfortable truths. Forgive us, Lord, when we speak words which hurt or fail to speak words which heal. Gracious God, whose loving kindness has no limits, teach us afresh the way of Christ. Where we have felt discouraged, renew us through signs of hope. Where we have been tempted to give up, grant us strength and faith to face the day. Where we have grown anxious about the future, give us courage to plant the seeds of tomorrow in acts of radical love today. Renew us by your Holy Spirit and set us free to serve you so that the whole of creation may rejoice in your name. Amen. Now, for our first reflection this morning, you will see on the screen in a moment a painting by John Brokenshire from the Methodist Modern Art Collection. Ian will play a Bach chorale based on the Lord's Prayer as we meditate and look at this really interesting painting.
Thank you.
Frank, could you keep it on, please? Great, thank you. So John Brokenshaw says about this painting, "For many years, my painting had been an effort to create my own vocabulary and to honour the natural world. A long-standing hope has been to convey the mystery within nature. But recently, I have felt a shift and a longing to refer more openly to the inner world. I would define inner space not as a space of sanctuary, but of involvement, journey, even encounter. There is more of a sense of urgency or pressure to deal with new material, relate it to transformation and the awareness of spiritual help and guidance. This was an untitled piece, and the title Pentecost was not suggested by me, but was the highest interpretation I could hope for from any viewer." We're now going to sing again. Singing the Faith 394, "Spirit of God, Unseen as the Wind." Now Derek is going to lead us in our intercessions.
In our prayers of intercession, there will be moments of silence when we can bring our own personal prayers to God. Let us pray. Gracious God, whose Spirit helps us in our weakness and guides us in our prayers, we pray for the Church and for the world in the name of Jesus Christ. Renew the life and faith of the Church, strengthen our witness and make us one in Christ. Grant that we and all who confess that Christ is Lord may be faithful in your service and filled with the Spirit, that the world may be turned to you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Guide the nations in the ways of justice, liberty, and peace. We pray for all impacted by the continuing conflict in Israel and Palestine, for all who are mourning, for all who are fearful today, and for what may lie ahead, for all traumatized and re-traumatized by what they have experienced. Enable us to stand in solidarity with people of peace. May your Spirit bring peace and healing to your troubled world. Give to us all in authority wisdom to know and strength to do what is right. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Comfort those in sorrow. Heal the sick in body or in mind, and deliver the oppressed. And in the silence we name those known to us. Grant us compassion for all who suffer, and help us so to carry one another's burdens, that we may fulfill the law of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Receive our thanks and praise for all who have served you faithfully here on earth, and especially those who have revealed to us your grace in Christ. And in the silence, we remember those known to us. May we and all your people share the life and joy of your kingdom through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And we say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Our second meditation is provided by Christian Aid. The harvest is plentiful. Pray the Lord of harvest to send workers in the harvest field. On the day of Pentecost, those workers were equipped by the Spirit, went out into the field, and reaped an incredible harvest. Today nothing has changed. The harvest is still plentiful. The labourers are still too few. And the same Holy Spirit is still ours. All we need to do is to allow the Holy Spirit to fill us, then to go out into the field, and who knows what the result will be for the kingdom of God. We may not be able, literally, to go out into the field at the moment, but we can still pray, we can still be generous with our time and our money, we can still speak out for justice. In Galatians chapter 6, Paul makes a statement which seems particularly appropriate for the strange times we find ourselves living. He says, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." Thank God that we can count on the indwelling Holy Spirit to keep us going. And may God bless us all this Pentecost. Amen. We come to the moment now where we take up our offering for the work of the circuit, this church, and the world. And if you have any Christian Aid envelopes, pop those into the offering as well. If you haven't anything to put in, it really doesn't matter. And if you want to give with a credit card, the card reader is at the back of the church, just at that corner. Thank you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we ask you to accept these offerings, and with them, our offerings of our time, our talents, and our humble, thankful hearts. Amen. We end our service with the hymn 378 in Singing the Faith, Father of Everlasting Grace.
blessing. May Almighty God, who enlightened the minds of the disciples by pouring out upon them the Holy Spirit, make us rich with his blessing, that we may abound more and more in that Spirit forever. Amen.